Good Saturday morning to everybody, and welcome to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show, along with Chris Radlitz, a director of family services over at the Catholic Cemeteries Association. I'm Gary Byron. Chris, good morning. How are you, bud?
Hey, good, hey. Good. How are you, Gary?
You know, I'm doing my best to hang in there over here. You know, I try. It's a daily struggle, but I try. I do my best.
Oh, man, come on. I honestly don't know how you do as much as you do. Listening to you every morning on how do you spend 4 hours talking to all these people and, you know, you got all this information. I just don't know how you do it.
You're a lot smarter
than I am.
That's the easy stuff.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's the hard stuff?
Sometimes life, man.
Oh, well.
You know. It's Ryan Roberts, the producer.
Oh, your producer?
Yeah, but shh, don't tell
Face
him.
It. Please. All that you are.
He's not listening.
All that you are and all that you ever hope to be, you owe to your producer.
You know, he does keep the show on the air, so.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. I have had many people in my life that have been the rock that kept me moving forward.
Sometimes we have more than one rocks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if you're married, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, sorry.
Anyhow, yes. What was that? What did he say?
Ryan's a no, that's an anchor.
That's right.
Okay, that was someone else. That wasn't me, honey.
Send your mail to
that's Ryan Roberts.
That's right. Let's talk. Listen, I know August. We're still in August. Here we are. What is it? 21st already. Oh, yeah. My goodness. You have some specials that the Catholic Cemeteries Association is having for the rest of this month. Do you mind talking about that before we get into the
show?
Sure.
Just quickly to mention, we have a special that is running at all of our cemeteries. If you purchase a single outside crypt, you'll receive a $300 discount. Actually, $350 discount.
Nice.
And if you purchase a tandem crypt, which is for two, you will receive a $700 discount. And that's at any one of our cemeteries that has mausoleums, of which there are 13. So it's kind of a nice way to give back to families. And if this is a time that you've been thinking about coming in and talking about pre-planning, this is probably a great opportunity to not only have the conversation, but also save a little bit of money for your family in the same time.
Nice. Well stated.
And it runs to the end. It runs to the end.
Yeah. So we'll talk about it again next week as well.
Yeah. Hopefully, right. God willing.
Got that right. With the help of the good Lord. We've been talking lately about a new service that's being ordered by the Catholic Cemeteries Association this year, and I know it's a faith-based pre-planned service for anyone over the age of 50. It's called the Catholic Funeral Plan and is available to the entire state of Connecticut. When I first heard about this, Chris, I was extremely excited. I still am. There may have been people, however, who haven't yet to hear about this. So if you don't mind, tell us about the Catholic Funeral Plan. What is the Catholic Funeral Plan? And quickly, maybe some of the background as to how it came to fruition.
Well, I think I'll start with the last part of that first.
Yeah.
You know, if you take a look at our world today, we've had dramatic changes in the way we have commerce.
You have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you would know much better than I do. In the way we buy goods, the way we buy services, you know, small locally owned banks, grocery stores, drug stores, all giving away to these large regional, national chains. The funeral industry is no exception. So there's large publicly held corporations and regional consolidators that are out there that are kind of beginning to dominate the industry. And they're driving up prices. They're changing how funerals are delivered, which, if you think about it, it should be a very personal family decision as to how your funeral is delivered. But these large corporate chains are coming in and kind of dictating and saying, well, no, you can only have this, and, you know. So one of the negative results for Catholic families has been a decrease in the observance of the church's traditional liturgical rites for the deceased, in particular the mass of Christian burial at the parish. The Catholic Funeral Plan was developed to safeguard the church's sacred burial traditions against these forces of change and to guarantee that Catholic families have the right to be buried in accordance with these traditions at an affordable cost. So, in a nutshell, the Catholic Funeral Plan is a faith-based pre-need plan that allows Catholic families to plan their funeral arrangements in advance. The plan ensures that when you pass, the funeral arrangements you've selected will be delivered at no additional cost to your family, and in accordance with the liturgical traditions of the church. And if you think about it, that's really kind of a nice thing to know. One of the biggest reasons people have told us that they've come to talk to us and do pre-planning is they wanted to make sure that they're going to get exactly what they want. This, and that's for their cemetery needs.
Mm-hmm.
This takes it to the next level. It's not only for your cemetery needs, but it's also for your funeral. Now, as an organization, we don't sell any funeral products or anything like that. What we do is we ensure that everything that you want to have happen at your funeral is going to happen at your funeral. And we also provide a mechanism to make sure that it's going to be paid for and that there's no burden on your family finances. So it's really an amazing plan.
I guess, all right, so I've got several questions. Number one, is it approved by the church?
Yeah, so you know, the church sometimes moves at the pace of a glacier going uphill.
You said it, not me.
I know I did. Well, and then, you know what? And that's okay, because these are important things. When you're talking about the faith of a community, the faith of a nation, you better make sure that what you're talking about is accurate. So that's not a negative. To me, that's a positive, because they are very careful in reviewing. You know, we talked about miracles, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many miracles that are out there. Not many of them are approved by the church, okay? They really, I mean, they take their time. There's a lot of work that goes into deciding if something is real,
okay,
or if it's not, what the impact is on the faithful, the impact on society, the world in general. Because even though you may not be Catholic, believe it or not, a lot of things that happens in the Catholic Church still affect you, okay? Especially from the state of some of the miracles and things that do occur. But nonetheless, is it approved by the church? Yes. After an extensive review of the Catholic funeral plan, we received the approval from the Archdiocese of Hartford that it is a proper way to protect the church's teachings and guarantee Catholic families an affordable funeral in the traditions of the church. It is the only funeral plan that has been approved and endorsed by the Catholic Archdiocese of Hartford. Now, we've created the Catholic Family Services Association, which is a subsidiary of the Cemeteries Association, and it is there to administer the Catholic funeral. So it is approved, and the mechanism is in place to help families take advantage of it.
Okay. Well, it's good to know. I'm glad I asked that question.
You ask good questions.
Well, and thank you. I've done this a few times.
You think?
I know.
Oh, we've been doing this for over a year. Actually.
Oh, I think like a year and a half. Yeah.
I see you every week for a year and
a half. You do. You have, yes.
And I'm
still
here? Well,
there's some times that you were on location, so we'd have to have you phone.
Yeah,
in.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah,
those are the weeks I felt so good and I didn't have to. Sorry, did I say that? That was my inside voice I was supposed to use.
I suppose the logical next question our listeners would have is, how does this whole Catholic funeral plan even work?
Yeah, so it's a great question. And really, when you come in and sit down with a family service advisor, they will explain to you how the plan works. And the way it works is, that you come in, you sit down, and we ask you a lot of questions. What type of funeral did you envision for yourself? What is it that falls within your understanding of Catholic traditions, and what is important to you? Well, I'd like a viewing. Okay, do you want it to be one day? Do you want it to be 2 days? What do you want to have happen at that viewing? Okay, do you want a massive Christian burial? So you're going to have a mass said for you. Hopefully everybody has a mass said for them. What music do you want at the mass? What readings do you want at the mass? All these things. Which church do you want this mass to take place in? Which cemetery are you going to be buried in? I mean, there's so much. Is there going to be a repast? Okay. What type level of a casket are you interested in? What level of services provided by the funeral home would you be interested in? Not the specifics of the funeral home's services, and not the specific casket, but at least the price range so you know what kind of numbers you're talking about. And we put all that together. That information gets stored into a central database within the Catholic Family Services Association. And everybody who signs up for the plan gets a card that if something happens, all they have to do is make this one phone call. When they make that phone call, the Catholic Family Service Association takes over. Everything is taken care of. The church is contacted. The funeral home is contacted. The cemetery is contacted. Everything is taken care of. They get the information as to how they want the funeral, what music, what readings, all of this stuff is taken care of. And there's nobody that can come in and change it because we're the ones that are holding on to this information. You created the plan And we are the ones to ensure that it actually gets executed in the way that is intended.
So a disgruntled family member couldn't call up, or excuse me, and say, this got changed. They wanted me to call you, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. They said they're changing this reading and this song.
Yeah. All right. So there are some changes like that that can happen because you're talking about maybe a song, maybe a reading. All right. Maybe. But in general, when you look at the historical record, and this has been going on in other dioceses for 25 years,
wow.
Okay? Yeah. You look at the historical records, 95% of the funerals are executed exactly the way they were played. That's a big number.
I almost look at it where it's like pre-planning for a wedding. When people plan for a wedding, it's 6-9 months, a year, sometimes over a year in advance, and they get to pick out the songs with their DJ or their band, and they get to pick out what the different entrees, what are they going to serve for this course, and what kind of appetizers, what kind of photo package are we going to have? Are we having a videographer? What kind of cake are we going to have? We got to go to a tasting. Oh, the limo, which kind of limo? Are we going to have a party bus? Are we going to have a limo? But people have a lot of time in pre-planning for their wedding. When a funeral occurs, I'm not saying that sometimes the writing wasn't on the wall if there was a sadly, if there was a person who was ill for a while or terminally ill, but oftentimes it comes at a time when, oh my goodness, it was unexpected, it was untimely, we didn't see this coming, and yet they are still faced with the same type of, a planning or ordeal that somebody who had been, knew when they were going to.
You're absolutely right, and there's multiple venues that you have to be concerned about because
oh, sure.
You have the funeral home, you have the cemetery, you have where the repast
is
going to take
place. But this is getting ahead of it. This is actually doing all that pre-planning. So you're taking that burden really off of the people who otherwise would have to plan this after you've been deceased, and try to figure out would she or he have liked this or. Oh my goodness! I don't know if I'm following through with their wishes, I need more time to make these decisions. No, you don't have that time.
Would you like to come work for us? I mean, you just laid it all out. That's exactly it. The biggest thing that this does is it relieves the burden off of the loved ones that you've left behind.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know about you, but if you love your family, well, this is gonna that sounds weird. I don't know how else to say it. If you love your family, you're going to want to do everything you can to relieve any burden. You do it during your life, and you'd probably want to do it during the time that you're no longer here. So you take the steps necessary to pre-plan and take care of everything so that your family doesn't have to do that. I mean, you're talking about a year to plan a wedding, and you got 24 to 48 hours to plan this
right.
funeral. And
it's almost the same arrangements, too.
Yeah.
Nearly.
And
not
this
always.
Lasts forever.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, we're talking eternity here.
Right.
Last time I checked, that's a really, really long time. So there's a lot to it. And I think that when you do something like the Catholic funeral plan, it really helps you and your family take away a lot of that concern and fear and worry. Because as you know, you don't get to do this multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
This is a one-shot deal.
It's true.
So it's nice to know that you've taken care of it and you've had enough time to understand it and what is everything that it entails. And now you make good decisions on your own.
And you don't get a second chance. You just hit the nail right on the head. You got one chance to get it right,
One of the things I tell my family service advisors when we're going through training with them is, you can have a funeral and people come to the cemetery. And at the end, the family doesn't come to you and say, let's do this again next week because I don't really like the way this and this and this happened. Well, you don't get to do that. Okay, it's a one-shot deal. So you got to make sure that what you're doing is exactly what the family wants. And you got to make sure that you're doing exactly what the loved one that's passed wants.
Wow, and you're mentioning some very important issues. And we've talked about a number of times here on the show.
Everything we do in some way kind of comes back to how important the idea of planning for your future is. Because, listen, we talk about the sacraments and confession. Your immortal soul. I mean, these are other things too. They're forever. Okay? So we want to make sure that we're talking about all the things that are necessary for the good, solid future of your soul. And this is kind of one step.
How's the plan even funded?
Yeah, so that's a good question. The funding vehicle that was chosen for the Catholic funeral plan is an insurance policy. And there's payment options available that will suit just about every family's financial circumstances. Once you're enrolled in the plan, if you should die while making payments, The funeral will be delivered with no further obligations to your family. So it's one of the nice things about it. You know, you take out a 10-year plan, and 5 years into it, you pass. Well, that's it. You're done. You don't have to worry about it. Everything's taken care of. I think that of the different funding vehicles that were available, whether it was annuities, whether it was, I think that this plan is probably the best. And one of the reasons that I like it is that it has an awful lot to do with, as an insurance policy, it is untouchable by Medicaid. So, because there's no actual cash value in the policy, so the government can never come after you to get that money that you've put away, which is a huge impact, I think. So, yeah, it's a really smart way that they've chosen.
Then what about the impact of inflation on funeral expenses?
Yep, and the Catholic funeral plan was designed to eliminate the effects of inflation for your funeral expenses. And that's because as the policy, the longer the policy stays in place, it grows. The face value of the policy grows. There's no cash value, which is why Medicaid can't get it. But the face value of the policy continues to grow.
Okay, that's an important benefit.
So it's really kind of a nice thing. Does it keep up with inflation, normal inflation? Right now, yes. Will it always? Can't swear to that. You can never tell what happens in the future. But they've done a really good job of maintaining it so that usually when the proceeds are paid after the funeral is conducted, there's something left over for whoever the designated beneficiary is.
Okay. Like I said, I mean, these are all important benefits.
And there's nothing like it out there. I mean, there's nowhere else in Connecticut can you go to find this kind of service.
I never heard of it until you mentioned it a few months
Doesn't
ago.
Exist.
And we talk about it, I don't know, maybe once a month. But how else could, like, for example, how else could my family benefit from this plan?
Well, I'll tell you what. The Catholic funeral plan, I think, provides a number of benefits. One, you have the assurance, as we said, that your funeral arrangements will have all the essential liturgical elements of the Catholic funeral. You'll have the peace of mind, knowing that your family was spared the burden of making these decisions about your funeral and burial, and there'll be no doubts or family disagreements as to what your wishes were, because it's all clearly laid out. You'll have the assurance that you've provided for the cost of your funeral in advance, regardless of what inflationary price increases are. You'll also know that the Catholic funeral plan will be there when your family needs it, regardless of changes that may occur in the funeral industry, because this isn't tied to any single funeral home. It's not tied to anything. It's just part of the program of the Catholic funeral plan. And I think somewhat importantly, you and your family have the comfort of knowing that the church's sacred funeral rites and traditions are going to continue to be observed in future generations.
Very nice. It's good to hear that.
It is.
Very
exciting stuff to me.
You are listening to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show, along with Chris Radlitz, the Director of Family Services for the CCA. I'm Gary Byron. Let me just think here. Does it conflict, though? Does this plan... Does the policy conflict with, like, let's say, existing insurances?
You know, that's actually a good question, because a lot of people will go out there and say, you know what, I've got this $250,000 policy, and I don't have to worry about my funeral expenses. Okay.
But your decisions you do.
Well.
Getting executed.
Okay, so let's take, you can't do it in reality. You can't separate the funding vehicle from the plan. But for the sake of argument, let's try and do that here and unpack that a little bit. When I got married and had my first son, I realized, okay, if anything happens to me, I got to make sure my wife and kids are taken care of, all right? So I took out a pretty hefty insurance policy. I was a young man. It was pretty much dirt cheap. Okay, and it provided that should anything happen to me, my family is going to be taken care of financially, okay? That's what that money is for. It's for the ongoing welfare of your family. You don't want to dip into that and use that for something like your funeral expenses when there's something available like this that not only takes care of this financial aspect, but provides all the other significant benefits that we talked about.
I got you.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's the ideal for every situation, but even if you have a good life insurance policy, you wanted to leave that for your loved ones. That's the first thing. The second thing, those insurance policies, they don't pay in 10, 20, 48 hours. They pay in 30, 60 to 90 days. Well, what are you going to do for those 30, 60, 90 days? The funeral home expects to be paid. Where's that money going to come from? if you don't have a big, you know, good amount of cash socked away while you're waiting for your life insurance to come through. This is taken care of in 48 hours. All right. That's how fast the insurance or the funeral home gets paid. That's how fast the beneficiary gets the remainder. So these things happen quickly and it gets taken care of in an efficient manner so that when you have this other insurance, there's benefits to it, but it's there for a different type of benefit to your family than what the Catholic funeral plan provides.
You know, go ahead.
One other thing.
Yeah.
And I touched on it before. If you have a whole life policy, it's affected by Medicaid. You have cash value in that policy. That counts towards Medicaid, and the state takes it. Can't do that with this plan.
Okay. You mentioned Medicaid.
Right.
Then during that time of life, many people consider moving, maybe for retirement or changing their home locations. What if people move from where they originally were living?
Yeah. Well, we're in Connecticut.
Yeah, a lot of people are moving down south, moving out of state.
You designed the plan in Connecticut. The good news is the plan is 100% transferable. So should you choose not to have your funeral in Connecticut, policy can be transferred to any funeral home in your new community. The Catholic Family Services Association will assist you in locating the funeral provider that you need to deliver the funeral as you've designed it. So there's absolutely nothing that prevents you from picking up, going anywhere, and it's completely transferable, no fees. No charges to do so.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you set up a funeral plan with a local funeral home and that happens, you're gonna lose some money in the transfer, okay? That's just how it is. They charge 10 to 15% to do these transfers, and then there's no guarantee that the funeral home that it gets transferred to is going to honor the prices that were quoted. That's just the reality. It's not a mark against anybody. I'm not being negative. It's just the reality of how the business works.
Mm-hmm.
With us, there's none of that.
Look at that. That's great. And we're often asked about non-Catholics, if they can participate in burial at one of your cemeteries. And you've gone over that many times. I'm just curious, though, what about this plan? Can a non-Catholic participate in this plan?
They certainly can. Ooh. So while the plan was designed for Catholics, it can be used by anyone who wants to do and pre-plan their funeral arrangements. Catholic Family Services Association promises to ensure those arrangements are carried out in accordance with the wishes of the deceased, regardless of his or her religious beliefs. Obviously that, you know, as an introduction into the community, we are at this point mostly dealing with, you know, Catholic families because, I mean, it is called the Catholic funeral
plan. This is true, and that's certainly understandable.
Yeah, but based on your question, it is appropriate for any faith because it's just designed to carry out your loved one's wishes.
That's awesome. And I know we talked about so many different things in the past. I forget which dates, but I know we've also talked about pre-planning, you know, maybe over the last 6 months or since we started the show. I mean, what are other pre-need plans? Really quickly, we're running out of time, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask that question.
Well, if you look at other pre-need plans, most of them in their simplest forms are an agreement between the funeral director and the family, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The unique advantage of the Catholic funeral plan is that you have the Catholic Family Services Association that oversees the entire process. And from the time that you make your funeral arrangements until they are delivered, everything is managed by the CFSA. It assures that the arrangements will conform to your wishes and contain all the essential elements of the Catholic funeral. So it's considerably different than other pre-need plans because it's not just a simple arrangement between you and a funeral director. It's between you and everybody because the CFSA handles all of these things. It's a phenomenal service.
Sounds it. And let me tell you, I mean, I've loved everything that you've told me about it. This is kind of a no-brainer. I can't tell anybody what to do, but I mean, when you connect the dots here, this is a win-win situation. I don't know how you not partake in a plan like this.
You know, you said earlier that we generally talk about this like once a month.
About every 4 weeks, five weeks.
Something like that. And you know what? That's a lot of time we devote to it, and there's a reason. It really is value.
It really does work.
It really is a value. And again, we you know, when we started the show, I said that we're always looking for ways that we can help and do things well for the families of the Archdiocese. This is just another one of these that I think is a significant program and can have a significant impact on your family's, you know, future well-being and health.
Listen, it's a great new product. It's going to help families. There's no doubt about it. But if somebody, listen, you can't make any impulsive decisions because they heard, you know, something on a radio show for 30 minutes. But so how can people learn more about this plan? Let's say it intrigues people. Let's say their time listening to this show has someone intrigued. And I can imagine a plethora of people being intrigued by what you've already mentioned. What would be the next step? How can someone learn about this plan and take advantage of the Catholic Funeral Plan?
You know, we've been fortunate over the last year and a half that we've always had the chance to talk about the family service advisors that exist right. within the Catholic Cemeteries Association. Sure. So these people are very well trained and know how to handle families and explain and educate and give everybody their options so that they can make good choices. So the simple process is just you make a phone call to either one of the local cemeteries, call our 800 number, and you know, find out which cemetery is a Catholic Cemeteries Association entity. Stop in, visit a family service advisor, and they will take you through the process. And they'll help your family get the security and peace of mind that comes from being well prepared, just like we try and be well prepared with everything mm-hmm. in our lives. This is just another way, another means of being able to do something really nice for our families and the ones we leave behind. And it gives us a great peace of mind, even while we have you and I as an individual, if we set up the plan, we're going to feel good.
Oh, sure.
We know it's done.
Yeah.
And it's taken care of.
Better get it done ahead of time.
Yeah. And, you know, you trust the people that you put it in their hands, and hopefully we're good to go.
And a better selection of options and
yeah.
less money now than it would be down the road, right?
Oh, well, now if you're talking about the general pre-planning benefits, of course.
Yeah, of course.
You know, what's the old saying? I mean... You buy something now, and 30 years later, you're going to take advantage of it? Well, you've probably saved 200%.
At least. You're absolutely right. I'm glad you brought that up. Folks, if you are interested in this plan, there's a couple of things I'm going to recommend you doing. Check out the Catholic Cemeteries Association website. It's www.ccacem.org. Once again, ccacem.org. If you've... maybe you got a question, particularly pertaining to the radio show, not necessarily for the Catholic Cemetery Association. They have their email address on their website. Simply email us at ccawdrc@gmail.com. And who knows, maybe we can get it answered right on these very airwaves as soon as next week. I always say, though, let's contact them through that toll-free number, 1-800-505-0050. Set up an appointment. There's no obligation, there's no pressure, and it is toll-free, 1-800-505-0050. For Chris Radlitz, the Director of Family Services for the CCA, I'm Gary Byron. Until next time, everybody, so long.